Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, and we're also simulcasting on the eSETI Stargate, where you can actually correspond with the people on the show and myself and a bunch of other wonderful people. And we're also doing a simulcast with Tricia Margus. So maybe you can tell us about that.
Yeah, hi, I'm Tricia Margus. I run the 90 Degree Turns podcast, where we expand the minds, beliefs, and perspectives of the collective and awaken the sleeping many. So I'm really happy to do this simulcast with you, James. It's going to be a fun show.
Oh, yeah, there's so much to talk about. You know, I'm wondering, in your neck of the woods, what's happening there? I mean, you're in a pretty big city, and so it's really coming down in the major cities. So what's happening with the coronavirus and the lockdown and everything else that you're experiencing?
Yeah, so I'm in the Midwest. I'm in Chicago. So what's happening here? Well, we had last week was really nice weather and a lot of people were outside. So they decided to close the parks and the lakefront trail down the next day, saying that there were just too many people outside, obviously enjoying the weather, because how long can we stay indoors cooped up? So they closed the general parks. People still go outside. It's just not in big gatherings and groups. So, I mean, there's still kids walking and they're just walking around and having a nice time, but no one's really lingering very long right now. We still have our restaurants closed. All the bars are closed. Grocery stores are running. It really depends on your lifestyle. If you're used to going to like a corporate job every day, then you're in for a kind of a change for lifestyle, because now you're working from home and not everyone has the luxury to have a job at the moment if they're not considered necessary. But if you're already running your own business or kind of have other means of monetary funds, then you're kind of just working from home anyway. So I personally haven't seen too much of a change. I mean, I know the highways are a lot more freer now. There's a lot less traffic. So that's kind of nice if you're commuting anywhere. And there is a general, it depends on who you talk to. Some people feel very scared, you know, and they don't want to leave their house. And it's for good reason. I mean, you want to take some precautions, you know, especially if you're older, if you have underlying health issues, you want to be cautious. Mm-hmm. And then other people, they're just kind of waiting it out. You know, like I said, it depends. A lot of people are waking up right now. So some friends I talk to, I think a lot of people feel that something's going on. They can't really put a finger on it. You know, but they think it's off, especially when they see the news and all the fear-mongering that's going on there, and then the botched number counts and the other stories that are contradicting what the news is saying. So that's kind of the gist of what's going on here in Chicago.
We've been getting a lot of reports from doctors that are totally different, you know, and you know, from what you're hearing on the lamestream news, you know, they're all saying you should be very afraid, you know, this is going to kill everybody, and you know, whatever. I mean, you do need to take precautions, but you know, the one doctors I've been hearing about, he said, just wash your hands and don't touch your face. He said, most of it's being spread by touching your face. And that's the main thing. And social distancing. Yeah, that's easy. But you know, I was looking at the numbers. I'm not sure how many have died. 300 or something have died. I'm not sure what the latest numbers are, but it's nowhere near, you know, the last two little flus that we've had that came through here, you know, they've had 27,000 to 70,000 people that have died of these flus, and they're not hitting anywhere near these numbers, and there's no lockdown or anything else, but you know, something much bigger is going on, and I'm sure you're kind of realizing that too over there.
Definitely. I would say that the numbers are being botched. I mean, they had just last week announced that there was a child that died from coronavirus as the story on the news, right? But then you look into the actual article and it says that the child is already hospitalized for, I think, some kind of intestinal bowel issues. And they ended up just saying it's corona when really there were underlying health issues that unfortunately had caused the child to pass, you know? So yeah, a lot of, I mean, just wash, like you said, you want to wash your hands, you want to take the necessary just sanitary precautions, like any flu, you know what I mean? And if you're sick, you stay home. But it's, I really feel like there's definitely other things going on behind the scenes. And I know you have definitely nice opinions about that based on your last episode.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot more information coming in lately because they've been talking about, you know, I've been really looking into this, and I know David Wilcock read this, and I can't talk too much because I have some very inside sources on this, but they're totally validating what Wilcox is saying and everybody else is that there is going to be a blackout of the internet probably 3 days or so. There probably will be border crossings shut down, just not between other countries but between states. We just need to prepare for at least 2 weeks, you know, of just chilling out while this other stuff gets mopped up. And, you know, they're talking about major arrests going down and finally they're going to put a total close out to this whole pedophile child trafficking network, which is replete, you know, throughout governments, throughout religions, throughout Hollywood. It is so massive what is going on that this is not just, you know, this is a global event going on. And that's what Mary said when I'd meditate. Mary kept telling me that the pedophilia stuff is that's and the child's what they're doing to children, that's what's gonna take them down. She said that is the last straw, you know, and I can't remember the exact saying, but you know, even Jesus said that, you know, what you do to the least of these children, you know, you do to me or you do to God or whatever. I can't remember exactly what he said, but they made it very clear you don't mess with the children, you don't harm children. And almost every culture, you know, takes that very seriously. You do not mess with the children. And if you do so, you're going to have consequences. And now the truck must coming, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I haven't seen Wilcox's latest thing, but I have heard for a long time about the 3 days of Narctis. Yeah. And so that can mean a lot of things, right? Is it electrically, the grid will shut down, right? Will it be that all inorganic matter will just disappear, right? There's a lot of different theories on what this darkness means. And realistically, I think that the grid will also shut down. I think it makes sense because if you cut off communication, people can't run away. You can't escape, right? And especially because we're also dependent on technology and our phones, that you cut that off and you maybe even cut cell service momentarily. Then you can go in and grab the people who are going to be held responsible, right? If they're not already. And hopefully give justice where it's definitely served. Because like you're saying, pedophilia it's an awful crime against the innocent children of our world. And it needs to be ended. We don't need it anymore. That energy it doesn't need it. It doesn't exist.
It's the ultimate slap, you know, in creator's face, basically. That's where I look at it. It's like, you know, how far down that decadent road can you go? You know, you can start out with alcohol abuse and then you go into drug abuse and then you go into predatory stuff, sexual abuse. And then you keep going down that road and they're just looking for that fix, that rush, you know, and it just gets worse and worse. And then it ends up in satanic Luciferian child trafficking, even satanic worship. And that's the road these people went down, you know, and the child trafficking as well. And it's, you know, it's how far can you go with that before there is a big, you know, the pendulum swings the other way and you have a huge karmic backlash. And that's what I think. They went so far with this and it got so infiltrated, you know, and even in the UFO and spiritual community, it's replete throughout that too as well. And people don't know about it. And I'm getting a lot of flack because I called it out and Corey Good called it out and Wilcox called it out. And so we're getting a lot of flack for that by saying, hey, you know, this is, you know, why do these guys have the pulpit? Why are they the top name, you know, on your agendas here? And why are you doing movies? And I won't even tell, there was a movie I was in quite a while ago. I won't even mention the name of it. And I end up on the cutting room floor because one of these guys who is, you know, a known pedophile working with the Rockefellers and all the other crap, you know, he made sure that I got X'd out of it. So, you know, it's time for this to be exposed and time to deal with this. And you know, it's worse than people think. And some of these major events are getting shut down by this coronavirus, which is interesting because, you know, unfortunately, they pushed all the people that are authentic out, and they put the people who are totally not authentic, that are just in it for the fame and fortune, the money, or their, you know, shills or being paid, whatever. Those all have the top billing right now. And with the numbers are way down, people aren't showing up. And now with the coronavirus, I think it was the nail in the coffin, you know, for what's happening out there.
No, I absolutely agree that it's kind of, I feel like when you're in this kind of community, we can realize, sometimes I feel like we can get lost in a lot of the names and the faces, right? But ultimately you have to look at what seems right from your heart, right? Because when you guide from your heart and you're centered, you're able to truly feel out what other people's intentions are, right? Outside of all the noise of what everything's going on, because even in the outside of this community in the three-dimensional world, right, there's a lot of bombardment, whether it's misinformation or truth that's covered or put under the rug with algorithms, or if it's coming from like the CCP, you know, like there's so much there, you're being bombarded with so much different information and people get lost. That's how you divide and conquer, right? It's a classic strategy. If you divide and conquer people, they're not going to know which way to go. And there's, cause it doesn't seem like there's a direct path or a solution at all. But that's where like a lot of people have been messaging me and wondering like, what's my opinion on things. And I can only guess and based on my own research, you know what I mean? I have an idea, but will it come to fruition? And we'll just have to see how things play out, because there's so many different timelines that we could move to. Things are happening so quickly right now.
And, you know, I think it's great that I think, you know, your show and other people's show that are stepping up to the plate and they're holding a frequency and also, you know, coming from the heart and using discernment. I mean, you guys are going to come out on top. And it's so weird because it's, you know, I hate to say it, but it's almost like Lucy's angels, you know, Lucifer's angels on one side. And then creator's angels on the other side are coming up, and the one side is just throwing out all this negativity and judgment and gossip and rumor and nothing, you know, nothing founded, you know, and they won't go after the guys where there is actual things going on, really dark stuff. They won't touch them because they're at the top of the food chain, and they are being actually open, you know, they're being paid and they're having doors open for them so they can get spots, you know, in the mainstream UFO community, you might say. This totally, unfortunately, has been usurped, you know, and so they'll say whatever they're paid to say, and they'll give them top billing if they come out and try to take out the people that are exposing them for who they are and what they do. And then there's other groups that are coming out and they're saying, hey, you know, I don't care about the fame or the fortune. You know, I really want to come from the heart and tell the truth and do my own research and things like that. And I think the polarities are really split right now. It's so divided, you know, you can take the political arena. You know, the Democrats are blaming the Republicans for everything they're doing tenfold. You know, and I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I'm just observing this. But you watch, you go, everything they accuse them of, they're doing tenfold. And they're screaming really loud because a lot of them are part of this. They're going to be part of these.
They don't want to see the end of their reign.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so, you know, you're watching that. And I'm seeing the same thing in the UFO community, even the spiritual community, the ones at the top that have the most to hide, that are afraid of being exposed, are accusing everybody else of what they themselves have done or doing. And it's really obvious watching this, and you go, okay, well, come up with a fact, come up with a name, come up with an event, you know, that really did happen, that you have witnesses, you have the person, you have, come up with one of those, and they can't come up with that. But on the other side, you can come up with a mountain of evidence, but you never hear it. You won't hear a thing, you know, you won't hear a squeak, you know, because, you know, they control the narrative, you know, they totally control the narrative. And, you know, that's why we, little plug here, that's why we put out the movie, The Uncontrolled Narrative, you know, and, you know, just to cover that, because it needed to be done.
Yeah, absolutely. And if anyone who's watching this hasn't seen it, you guys should definitely just look it up on and find it. It's a really great film that was done by you guys. I really appreciated it.
You've been to the ranch. I mean, what have you seen here?
Oh my gosh, it's so cool. There's ships flying all the time. I mean, the energy is really great. You can meet so many like-minded people. I love it out there. I mean, I love nature too. So it's all for one. You get a whole combination of everything you'd ever like. I mean, there's even really cool workshops. Like if for those who don't know, I've done certain workshops with John Vivanco and done remote viewing there. So, I mean, you could learn a lot at Isari. There's a lot of interesting people that come around there and really great conversations. There's never a lack of conversations, that's for sure.
Yeah. And, you know, that they're saying we totally abuse the women. Well, the women are actually running things here.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, I would say take a real good look around when you're there, because, I mean, I think it's a very, I'm a woman and I've never felt any sort of weird vibes. So, I mean, yeah. You trust my word.
That's why I say ask the women that work here. You know, they'll tell you the opposite. You know,
it's easy to make gossip. That's the easiest thing. You know what I mean? But I don't even like to spend my energy on that kind of stuff. It's not where I want to focus on things. You know, I know what my truth is, and I feel like our audiences can both tell what our own truths and what our intentions are, and that's what ultimately speaks volumes is our energy.
Yeah, I think too. It's so important that you're come from.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes.
What is your come from? Are you coming from service? Are you coming to educate and awaken and heal? You know, are you part of the creating heaven on earth? You know, what is your drive? What is your come from? And that's what I'm seeing. The problem with most of the people in this field, their come from is completely off. And they want to be famous. They want the fame. They want the money. They want the recognition. And they're willing to maintain the false narrative or the controlled narrative. They'll do whatever is necessary to keep it going. And even in the mainstream shows, you know, like alien shows, we won't totally mention their names, but same thing.
Popular ones.
Yeah, same thing. Total controlled narrative. It's all about entertainment. It's about making the bucks. It's not about getting the truth out. As a matter of fact, they're one of the biggest censors of the truth because, you know, one group was out here and they totally 86'd me off the whole show. They filmed the ships came. They missed that. We told them when the ships are going to come. Massive ship came in. Peter Slattery, John Vivanco, we're all here. And we told them, look, this ship's going to come in. And they're so busy editing me out of it and making sure I didn't have a space in there. They missed the ship, you know, so. Ah, so
how sweet is karma?
Yeah. So it's like. And then they turn around and they say, hey, this is the one show we didn't have to fake anything, you know, because they had the ships come. The remote viewers remote viewed the ships. And one was a satellite. And when the remote viewers looked at it, they said, you know, we see a metal object up there. There's no consciousness in it. And another ship came by and it was massive and it powered up and everything. And the remote viewers said, there's an angel on that ship. They said, we see like an angel, a very powerful female presence, and they all nailed it, you know. So you have the backup, you have the scientific evidence of, you have heavens above, and you're going, okay, that's a satellite. And the remote viewers say, that's a satellite, mm-hmm. you know, that they hit it, you know. So,
yeah,
so it's like, you know, all the stuff that we've done up there, the remote viewers' information, you know, John Vivanco's group has totally validated what I've been saying for 30 something years and down to details that some of these beings are feline beings. Some of these beings are the ship, they're Merkabas. You know, this isn't a very intense spiritual thing. It's a higher frequency, very spiritually and technologically advanced beings are coming here. You know, they totally validate everything and they're dark. They don't have any information at all. They, you know, you've seen it, you know, you get a number. I mean, how did you?
Yeah,
I mean,
you just go blind. I mean, the way that remote viewing works, the way I see it from a really logical perspective would be that it gives you a logical way to enter like a more spiritual realm, right? But anyone can do this. This is innate within us. It's just about practice, right? But the practice of remote viewing, I mean, you just get a number that you don't know what it leads to. You don't know what it's connected to, but the main guide, they will, or the person running it, they have that number connected to a subject, right? Or a thing that you're supposed to look at. And you don't know what it is. You just focus on the, I think it's an 8-digit number. And then whatever information literally will come through is what you then start writing down and you collaborate with others because everyone has different senses that they're more attuned to. And you put the pieces together of the puzzle and you end up having a result, right? So it's very, I think it's scientifically sound, in my opinion. I mean, because we are completely blind when we do these remote viewings.
And it goes forward or backward in time. It's amazing. We have the ability, you know. And I don't know what the targets were when you were there. Do you remember the targets? Or
Yeah. One we did, one of the targets was when we went into the inside of Mount Adams. Very cool. That was amazing. That was a very cool one where we, I think the collective of the group, we ended up saying that it kind of felt, had the energy of like Avatar, like where they have that main core, like the tree.
Yeah.
It had that feeling. It wasn't exactly that, but it was like this, there was a core center. And that's what I particularly remember, is that energy and the feeling of just unity. And there's something inside there for sure. I mean,
yeah,
absolutely.
It's amazing. You can film that too. If you use PIP technology, Harold Oldfield technology, you can film the mountain and you can see these huge energy bands coming off the mountain. You can actually film what people are remote viewing.
That's amazing. Wow.
That's
really cool. I mean, it was a couple of years since I did the remote viewing workshop, so it's not as fresh in my memory, but it was a very cool collective collaboration of understanding what's inside there. And it was very, very cool. Other things, what else did we remote view? We did a lot of different target practices.
Lincoln's assassination was one, I think.
Another one, yes.
That blew my mind. I mean, I totally nailed that one. I drew a big black hat, a theater, like a building, a theater, a balcony, and a big black vortex. Something very bad happened here that affected all of history. You know, it's like, and I had it all down. But the weirdest thing about it was I drew a black cat. And I go, what does this cat have to do with any of this? It didn't make any sense. And I go, is this Halloween or what? You know,
Does it fit?
Yeah, where does it fit? And then I found out Lincoln was the first one to bring a cat into the White House as a pet. And it was a black cat. And it still roams to this day as a ghost. People see it. It's the ghost cat that roams the halls. So, you know, it doesn't make any sense until you do the research and you go, wow, that, you know, that it's a mind blower.
Yeah. And you just start connecting the dots. Like, that's what's so cool about it is you don't have, I went into the workshop not knowing anything about remote viewing. Right. And so when I did it, I was just blown away absolutely by the fact that you just like download. We use that word a lot, I feel like, in the spiritual community, but that's kind of what it feels like. You see something and you have this image or you feel an emotion. And so you write it down on your notes sheet. And then later you go back to analyze it. And at first it makes no sense. You're like, why did you draw a top hat? Right. Why did you draw a cat? Or why did I draw like squiggles and it looks like static? Like, what does this mean? Right. And then you determine based on collaboration and just your own intuitive understanding where you just were. Right. And you're physically here and you can leave. I mean, this is a skill that anyone can learn. Which is, it's so amazing, you know, we're so much more than just what I guess the regular people perceive as humans.
Yeah, and the rational mind too. When you try to apply your rational mind to it, there's no way you can deny it's not real, because when you get that specific of information and you have no idea what the target is, you just have a number, and people were doing that. Everybody was seeing the same thing in the mountain. They're seeing multi-levels to it. They're seeing beings in there. You know, they're seeing Galactic Airport, like ships coming and going. Mm-hmm. That's just a mind blower. And they're all seeing the same thing, you know. So, and then, they were doing things with people in another city or another town down in a basement or whatever. You know, they would do things like that. And so they're not in the field. They're not in the collective consciousness. They're in a whole different area and they'll get the same thing. So, it'll be in another country. And
you can be anywhere. It doesn't make a difference, right? Because when you look at like the quantum field, like the source field, right? It's something that is independent of space and time. It is there. That's it. It's there. And so you just need to tune into that frequency and then off you go.
Yeah, there's a galactic phone book. I tell people out there, you know, galactic phone book, and it's between your ears, you know, and all you have to do is meditate on one person or one thing, and you can start communicating with them, even if they've crossed over or if they were, you know, 10,000 years in the past. You can still connect with them and get information, and that's a hard one for people to realize that. And, you know, the other thing too is we have to realize that we have an emotional body and a mental body, And these other beings do too, even though they're discarnate, they may not be physical. They can still affect us, you know, mentally and emotionally, and higher beings in a very positive way. And if they're lower beings in a very negative way. So, it's so important to learn how to heal unseen negative influences and use discernment and make sure they're operating from universal law.
Absolutely. And with like entity attachments and things like that, those can get really nasty because they're able to infiltrate you and you don't know that it's not you. It feels like it's your thoughts or your emotions if you're not attuned to your own energy field, right? So being able to do clearings and to just know what's your space, I think is so pivotal, especially right now where there's like these we're talking about earlier, there's just so much bombardment from, it doesn't matter what arena you're in. There's a lot of information coming from every angle, and it's like we said, it's meant to cause confusion, right? But if you stay centered, you'll be able to tell what feels right. Just go by that like feeling. At least that's the way I go. I mean, I think science and logic and reason is just important, you know, that balance. But
those tools to self-master, become the observer, you know, observe yourself. And make sure where you're coming from. And if you're not coming from love and kindness and being, you know, supportive and things like that, then there may be something else in there, you know, running your show, or your shit's up, you know, your stuff's coming up, your old wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experience. And the thing about it, if somebody hasn't mastered the observer to go within, it ends up being crazy making. It's totally crazy me trying to have a conversation and you're going, let's get back, you know, let's get back to love and joy and being loving and supportive. You know, let's get back to creating heaven on earth, you know, the awakening healing process and things like that. But it just can't go there. Either that or they just go into total denial and just say, you know,
just shut down.
Yeah, they go into just total denial and they go off into la la land and life is good, life is love, life is joy, and I don't have to look at my crap, you know. Yeah. So, but you know, being a counselor, I have so much of that happening. I'm getting my phone should just be on speed dial or something because the texts and you know, I finally got my email working again because that got shut down. That we have a lot of extreme interference here. And that got shut down. I finally got it back up and I opened it up and I went, oh my God, man. And so if anybody's listening to this and I haven't gotten back to you, it's a technical problem. And even with the phones are just crazy. You know, that I'm sending texts and to people standing 10 feet away from me and they're not getting them, you know, and you're going, right. Okay, what's going on here? You know, what's wrong with this picture? So I apologize if somebody thinks I haven't gotten back to you. Odds are I haven't even seen your email or your text or things like that. So, and you know, it's overwhelming here just staying on top of that. Anyway, when I finally got my computer working and the email working again, I think it loaded for about 20 minutes. You know, and I went, okay, I've got my work cut out. And good thing everybody's on quarantine because I got nothing else to do right now. So I can answer them. But I know I've missed opportunities like radio shows and things like that where people wanted me to come on and events and things. And it's really funny because there was all these major events that were set up to go. And I kept getting a no, don't, it's not going to happen. And I go, what are you talking about? I couldn't figure out what they're talking about. And then now with this happening, they all shut down, you know, they're not happening. So.
No, not at least for right now, right? I mean, we'll see how everything goes. I think it's interesting to see where do you think the collective's gonna go? I mean, do you think that people are gonna be able to get on this wagon of awakening essentially and kind of look at their own shadows? Because I mean, everything's coming to the surface right now. I mean, it doesn't matter if you've been spiritual forever or not. Everything is coming up and we have to wade through this water essentially, you know? It's an intense year for sure.
It's definitely coming up and people are having to deal with their hooks and what's been, you know, driving their, you know, ship basically. And their old wounds and traumas are being forced to go home and deal with their family stuff, you know, and you know, this is a golden opportunity because the whole program here is to keep your nose to the grindstone, you know, keep you distracted, keep you busy. And now that's all kind of come to a halt. And now you've got all this time to be creative, to do soul searching, to go within and really clear and heal. This is an amazing opportunity to read those books, you know, and do those practices and start doing yoga and Qigong and all kinds of things like that. You know, it's all available. And yes. What else? Use it. You know, I just say use this time to do the things you couldn't do before.
Absolutely. I think it's a vacation from the real world, essentially, right? Because like you said, we've been so used to just working the way that everyone knows how to do, 9 to 5. You just work for your family, for this, for that. And now we have an opportunity to go inside and within ourselves. Like, you can't leave. You literally aren't really suggested to go outside much, you know? So might as well take up that craft that you love, if it's painting or writing a new song or playing guitar, because that's going to raise your vibration naturally. And that'll help filter things out. I think it'll create more just unity within oneself, you know, to be able to have that time to process, to feel, to think. And the distractions are pretty minimal. I mean, the internet's around, but that's kind of cool, because then we can all communicate and you can see what's going on. Like, it's you know, just like anything else, it's a tool.
Yeah, that's what I see. I mean, you could use the internet to watch shows like this, you know, really get some major insights, or, you know, you can do something else with it, or just be gaming and frying brain cells, you know, but, you know, it's true. I mean, I look at everything as a tool, like even money. Money's just like a form of energy. You know, it has been controlled and suppressed and the lack's been manufactured and things like that. But, you know, you know, we're gods and goddesses, you know, we can overcome that, you know, we can self-mastery our way out of that even. Mm-hmm. And, but the thing is that there's no reason why people should be going hungry or not have, you know, a roof over their heads or being cold and things like that. The resources are here. And, you know, that's the way I feel. But anyway, I think there's going to be the uneven dispersal of wealth is going to change very quickly. I think there's going to be a lot of humanitarian funds that are going to be made available to take care of a lot of these problems. And, you know, when you have the real technology coming out that's already here, the replicators and fieldless energy and anti-gravity, counter-gravity, all that stuff, that is just going to make such abundance, you know, that, and we'll be free to do more creative things, you know, like, and I think that's coming on. The good news, I think this is, what's happening now is a launching point for a whole new world, a whole shift. And we can go with that shift or we can just go back to the status quo. But I don't think the status quo is going to be, it's so dysfunctional, it's not going to be around much longer.
I think for those that want to fit that frequency, they can find that, you know, but we're ascending. We're in this shift for a reason, right? This is so much more beyond a virus. It's so much more than that, right? And so, like you're saying, whole institutions have to change. Like, it's just the systems that as we know it aren't going to be the same anymore. And that's not to scare anyone. That's just simply just to state what really could be that, just prepare for a shift, you know. But this doesn't mean that it's gonna, we're going back to the dark ages. If anything, I think we're catapulting into a whole new age, you know, because 2012, everyone thought the world was ending, but really I think it was just the beginning for a new level of awakening, right? And it seems like right now is another pivotal point, that it's another chapter that's opening up, and we have a choice that we can walk through it, and we can, like we were talking about, stay centered, go within ourselves, and clear everything that no longer serves us. It's the time. If you haven't done it yet, the time is now.
Yeah, I agree. It's. I mean, there's so much positivity, if that is actually a word. I think it is. But I mean, there's so many ways you can look at this. I mean, I saw some of the stuff on the internet, the memes, people keep sending me these memes and they're just hilarious. And I'm glad there are people still using humor, you know, to get through this. And some of it's not PC correct, which makes it even funnier to me. But anyway, and that's another control program, this PC correct thing. I guess, I guess now you're an environmental terrorist if you don't believe in global warming. I mean, that's how far this PC correct thing, and they're actually making laws where if you say anything against global warming or vaccines or anything else now, that they can call you a terrorist or a trait or something. I don't know.
I mean, it just fits the old world agenda so well, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it just fits their ideals of what the control systems that are set in. I mean, you look at interesting, you know, the guy who left the corporation.
Yeah.
Very well-known corporation. And now he's investing his time elsewhere, you know, for particular reasons that I don't think are going to come to fruition. You know, I don't think the collective would stand for it. No. At least the awakened collective would not, you know, I don't think that people would be okay with that. Cause we are used to having our liberties and it's all fine and dandy when we're able to choose. Right. But once something's mandated, like even right now, the fact that there's a shelter in place, that is already taking away a lot of our natural liberties.
Yeah.
You know, like if anyone grew up in communist times, that's what they had. And on top of that, you had curfews. You know, this is just like a 30-day trial of communism, you know.
Exactly.
Like it is what it is.
Yeah. I always tell people socialism leads to communism and it just goes down. And, you know, if anybody thinks socialism or communism is the way to go, why are those people coming to America? Why are they trying to get away from these countries? And how is it working over there? I mean, every socialist dictator, you know, through time has, you know, what they do is they gather all the wealth and the power and they centralize it just in the hands of a few people. And then they take away your ability to defend yourself and then they got you, and then the genocide starts because there's no way to stop it. And that's the program, you know, centralize the power and the wealth just in the select few. And then you'll get your white sneakers and your sweatpants, basically.
You only get one pair for the year, though, and then you got to stand in line for the next year.
Yeah. your local bread, but you'll be taken care of, you know.
You'll get exactly what you asked for. It'll just be very limited in what your liberties will be. You know,
and all your labor and all your work will go back to the few, you know, to the few people in control. You know,
yeah, so. I mean, my family, they escaped communist times. So this just seems like a repeat. Like, they're not really worried. They're like, we've done this before, you know. You know, so I maybe that's why I'm not very worried. I'm prepared. You know, if anything, I do have to probably learn how to be a better gardener. You know, I don't really have a green thumb, but I can learn. That's a skill that we're going back to our roots and we can learn.
We just got another box in today of seeds. You know, we've got tons of seeds and I've been out preparing the fields already. It's a good thing about being here and not traveling. And I've been out on the tractor. I think I have John Deere tattooed to my butt right now, but they should make a tractor called Jane Deere. You know, that'd be funny.
Make it like a hot green one.
Yeah. Green one. But, you know, it's been great. And, you know, we've been getting all of our, you know, we already have all our firewood in for next year and took out all the dead trees here and the trees that have died, you know. And, you know, we've just been staying really busy. The house is not even the same because the girls have been inside the house and they've been painting and cleaning we got new carpet and a new stove, which is awesome. You know, it's like Hawaii now in the house with hardly any wood. The stove works so well. But, I mean, this just, everybody's just pitching together and working together. But, you know, there's a bit of that cabin fever and stuff coming up and for people, and you know, that coming up. But that's typical. You know, it happens every winter. But I always, when I go away, I used to go away from the winter, I just go travel and do lectures. I'd go to Mexico and Australia and places like that. And I'd come back and I'd wonder who's going to be left, you know, because winters are hard, you know, up here. But
you guys get a ton of snow.
Yeah.
You just got locked into the land, essentially.
And it's, to me, it's great. You know, it's just like, hey, this is the time for introverts and, you know, do the bear thing, you know.
Yeah.
Or whatever, you know, go do your meditation, do your inner work, write a book, you know, get your thoughts out. You know, people would be shocked if they knew what could come through them if they just launched it. Just do it, you know,
but
and
you have to have the time, right? Like, and this is the opportunity. This is the moment where you can. That's what's so beautiful about it. Like, you can look at it and freak out, you know, or you can look at it like it's truly a blessing in disguise.
Yeah.
On top of all the other potential greatness that could come out from this experience, this is I think it's such a great, great time to be alive. I mean, I feel like a lot of people have been saying that for a while now, but I don't know. I just genuinely feel that this is like an exciting time. Like, the changes that will come from this are going to be written in history for a very long time.
I agree. I just think that, you know, the swamp is going to get drained. You know, it's going to end. And as I said before, this whole child trafficking, satanic Luciferian crap that's been going on, and all that stuff is going to be exposed and taken down. And that's a good thing. That just has to end, you know. Yeah. And none of that is. Yeah, it's not frequency specific to the earth and the ascension process. So, you know, she's ascending, she's going, period. You know, we have two options, either go with it or go somewhere else, basically, which might mean dying. You know, a lot of people are checking out because they can't make this shift. And I'm seeing these energies that are coming through in waves, and these waves are exponentially stronger and stronger. The whole universe is reacting to these waves. The sun is reacting to these energies. It's thrown off, you know, chrome mass ejections and flares, and the Schumann resonance is off the scale. That's insane right now. The whole earth is just shaking and vibrating and ringing, you know, that everybody's ears are ringing because of the contact happening, the downloads, you know, from the higher dimensional beings. And it's almost like the whole multiverse has come out to play for this event. And yeah, it's so big that, you know, to me, you know, I go, don't sweat the small stuff. This is so big. It's so huge. What's going on right now?
Galactic.
You're going to miss it. You're going to miss the big picture if you just focus on your stuff and all these. I mean, we do need to clear our stuff when it comes up and things like that and get back, you know. And, you know, there's two rules that were left here by all the masters, you know, love, whatever you want to call it, God, creator, great spirit, and love your neighbor, you know, basically be kind and loving. You know, that's the two rules. That's all we need to know. Be kind and loving. You know, don't harm the planet, you know, don't harm others, period. I mean, it's a no-brainer.
It shouldn't be that difficult, right?
Yeah.
Just having that love and compassion. I mean, because that's a natural part of human. Anyone, you look at any animal, they are love. And yeah. I think we forget that we are that too. That is who we are as in our core, which is why if you follow the heart, it equals love. Like, you don't have to search it for it outside of you.
Oh, yeah.
And it's unconditional love. It's not the I love you, but.
Yeah, yeah.
Restrictions. It's the unconditional love that is universal.
I love you, and you need to do this, you know.
Yeah.
You need to fill that void, you know.
Yeah. And that frequency is innate within us. It's just more about seeing it, noticing it, recognizing it.
Yeah. But the whole thing is external. The whole problem is we are so programmed to seek externally for everything, for love, acceptance, approval, survival, you know, everything is so programmed in this world to be external. And it isn't, because everything's internal. Everything begins internally and becomes external. And that's the big, you know, the big secret is that the bottom line is that everything on this dimension owes itself to the dimension above it. And we're multidimensional beings, and creation is happening through us, both individually and collectively. But here's the but, you know, but if you don't clear your crap, you're going to keep recreating that same crap.
Yeah, you'll be in a cycle. Exactly.
Yeah, the source is just saying as you wish, you know, it's saying as you wish. And so you're going, you know, I hate men, or I hate women, or I hate this, or I, you know, and it goes as you this, and it creates it, and you'll magnetize people and events to you, you know, according to your consciousness. And that the big secret is, one, we're creating this reality individually and collectively, and two, we're creating it through both our loving and joyous and enlightened aspects, as well as our wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experience. That's all being created right now. And individually and collectively, if we start cleaning that up, you know, then we're going to start creating heaven on earth. But I'm seeing now, I'd like to get your thing. I'm seeing now that now they're saying, you don't have to heal your past. You don't have to own your wounds and traumas or anything, because now you just have to be in the moment, you know, the present moment. And I'm in the present moment, and I'm in love, and I'm in joy, and I'm in bliss. And I go, oh, well, you know, it's like,
That, it's a nice ideal, and it's important to be in the present moment, right? Like, we don't want to discard that. But if you don't take care of things that are coming up now, they're not going to disappear. Energy is neither created nor destroyed, right? So it's going to be there. So you can transmute it.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be better to transmute it than to carry it with you, because it's going with you wherever you go. It's not, even if you're in this body or another one, it will travel with you, because it'll be your own cycle, like you're saying, you know? And it's important to note that our vessels, our bodies are just microcosms of the macro, right? Yeah. So we're mirrors of our reality. So if I stay in a place of fear I'm just terrified of what's going on in the world and confused, it'll attract more confusing, terrifying just events to my life, just by law of universal law, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
We're mirrors and reflections, right? So if you see someone you don't like, they're probably reflecting something back to you that you need to work on, right? Or maybe the energy, maybe they just really aren't a great person. You have to discern that for yourself. That's where that comes in, is using your, not just your spiritual, like intuitive side, but also like use your mind. Like, is there something there that I should worry about? You know, and people you vibe with. I mean, the energy is all around you. It's just about reading it.
Yeah, exactly. And that, I think too, is we really need to trust our inner sensitivity, and are we really connected to our soul? Because most of us are running off of wounded ego. And are we really stopping? Are we really stilling the mind, going within and getting our guidance from there? You know, and that's the biggie, because I've seen so much stuff going on out there where people think they're getting their guidance from a very high level or very deep level, and it's not, you know. And a matter of fact, there's other entities jumping in, giving them inspiration and guidance, which are creating hell on earth, basically. And that's their job, to create, you know, the hell, the reaction that, you know, it's like we can use that in the vaccines, you know, that like the only way you're going to stop these viruses is to find out who created them, you know, mm-hmm. who owns the patent on them, shut down the labs that create them. And know the goals of the New World Order, basically, which is to have the vast majority of us gone.
And look at the Georgia Guidestones, they tell you right there.
Yeah, yeah. And so only what that's, and you know, you're not going to hear that on the news. Nobody's going to say, well, this guy created it, this guy stole it, this guy spread it. It was created in this lab.
The alternative news will say that, but not the mainstream.
Know. And it fits the agenda of the global elite. You know, it fits right into the agenda of the global. No, I mean, you're not going to hear that, you know, and even the more moderate news that do tell the truth most of the time, they're still not going to cover it. You know, I go on there in the chat rooms, you know, and I start saying, what about, and I put that in there, you know, and I know people are, and people are, yeah.
Some feathers.
Yeah, you see people, I'm sure I'm on everybody's S list on that one, but I just go through simplicity. I go back to the basics. Where did this start? Who created it? How did it get spread? And what's the agenda?
Yeah.
You know, who's asking those questions? You know, this is very bad. They're running out of masks. Trump didn't create enough masks. Trump didn't shut down the borders. You know, it's just like, and
it's just a blame game. It's like, okay, listen, like we're in this situation now. What is being done? What's being set up, and how can we continue? How can we prosper in the situation we're in? The blame game doesn't help anyone, I don't think, ultimately. Like, it's important to know who started things, absolutely.
Yeah.
But in the long run, we have to just go from where we are now, and what can we do? What's the solution? Yeah. How can we evolve in this entire situation, you know? I mean, it's simple. Like you said, it's the basics. We have to go back to asking the right questions, because that's what matters. It's not asking any question. It's asking the right questions, which will lead you down to the truth of the matter and what's really going on.
You know, a lot of times too, I say, you know, they talk about we manifest people and events to us, you know, according to our consciousness.
Yeah.
So when things unfold, the first thing I do is I say, okay, I did it. I owned it. You know, I'm going to own that. I created this. okay, why did I create this? What is wrong with my belief system, the archetypes I'm trying to involve myself with, you know, the people and things like that? Why was it in me that's attracting this kind of person to me? And what am I trying to heal through that other person?
Yeah, I did the same thing.
Yeah, and then you start getting it. But if you do the blame and the projection thing, it doesn't happen. And then when you gain the wisdom from that, you're free. You know, that person may not need to be in your life anymore. You know, it's because that's basically, we're here to gain wisdom through experience. But, you know, and heal the soul, based soul evolution basically is why we're here. You know, I always do that. I sit with it for a while and I said, okay. And I've done that. I have a certain type of archetype I keep attracting in my life. And a lot of times it's trying, I'm trying to heal something else. And then you have soul contracts too, where you're trying to help people. And there's certain people you came in to say, hey, you know, like, this is going to be rough, but you're going to hear some things you may not want to hear, but this is going to be wrathful compassion. You know, this is going to be tough love. You know, we don't have time to mess with this stuff anymore. And boy, you know, you're going to get bit. you got to be totally void of any need for love or acceptance or approval outside yourself, because you're not going to get it, you know.
We don't need it. As when you discover that you're complete in exactly who you are, and you feel that, and it's like a knowing, it's not just like you think it, it's a knowing that you feel complete. That changes the game. That changes your perspective on life. It changes. But it's like you said, we're multidimensional beings. It goes through, it reverberates out through all the other bodies that we have. You know, it's, that's what's amazing with it. Cause like I was saying, we're so much more than just humans. We're incredibly powerful beings. I mean, you know that. I'm sure our audiences understand that when you focus on yourself, you help someone else. You're helping the collective just by being you. You're already impacting others, and then they can impact. It becomes a domino effect, which is what's so beautiful about this collective and the shift that's happening, because we're able to grow from it. You know, it's exciting and beautiful.
Definitely the shift's hitting the fan right now, big time. Yeah. So just be ready for it. It's just unbelievable what's been going on, and people are being attested to the nth degree, you know, and trying not to lose it, you know, and basically what I always tell people, help is there. You know, you have friends and family, there's a lot of people you can turn to, but there's also multidimensional help, and there's so much help here right now. And if we just sit down, shut up, get out in nature and ask, you know, and ask, say, look, I want to gain the wisdom from this experience. I want it to settle in the soul. I want to lose the charge. I want to know, you know, what's going on, what's happening. That guidance is there. And if you do clearing and clear your space and ask at night, you know, just say, hey, can you tell me what I need to know? Any healing? I'd love to get any healing that can be granted, you know, and, you know, do your prayer right at night before you go to bed. And always do clearings before you go to bed, because that's when the other little guys jump in, you know, when you're in that hypnagogic state and mess with you. And if you have nightmares and things like that, just do clearings. Soon as you sense that energy, if you don't like what you're feeling, do a healing. That's what I tell people, just clear the energy. And it's so important right now, because there is, you know, a multidimensional cleanup going on. It's not just this physical world that's happening. It's other dimensions as well. And the lower fourth dimension is really crazy making, you know, and
there's a lot of stuff there.
Yeah. A lot of stuff.
A lot.
Bump in the night and whatever you want to call them, grays, reptilians, demons, everybody's got names for them, but they exist. And their cages are really being rattled right now. And they're trying to find a place to express or come through. And, you know, and again, it goes back to monitoring yourself, you know, what's coming through you, you know, Absolutely. What are you allowing to come through you? And very few people can do that. You know, people will say that they'll fool themselves. They'll use some spiritual aphorism or something to dismiss things and not take responsibility. But, you know, the bottom line, you know, the buck stops at the soul, you know, your soul, you know. Or my soul, or whoever, you know. It's like, But I know we're coming up close. I don't know how much more time we have, but what other projects are you working on now?
Well, I have got some interviews lined up that I'll be distributing soon. I just did a mass meditation event on my channel.
Oh, great.
It was a collaboration with another woman named Geraldine Orozco. So we did like a female collaboration. I'm just trying to raise the energy up and to get the collective because everyone has time now and they're on the internet. We thought, why not get people together? You know, and I think we had over 600 people in attendance for the 2 days that we did the meditations together. So that was wonderful. The energy was really great. So yeah, just that's a little plug. If you guys want to check out some cool meditations, Geraldine Orozco has wonderful things. Things that I'm working on. Yeah. So I have these interviews coming up. I know that if the event will be happening this summer at ESETI, if everything clears up by then, there might be some cool things I could be a part of there. We'll see how it goes.
And your channel, what's the best way for them to get in contact with you?
So it's called 90 Degree Turns. It's all spelled out. Like the number 90 is spelled out. So I am mainly on YouTube. That's where I post all my interviews and things of that nature. And then I am obviously on Facebook and Instagram and the other social media platforms. So that's what I'm working on right now. There are other cool things that are happening. It's just more of I'd love to speak about them, but it's more like, will they happen because of all the travel bans that are in place? I can't really speak for them, but if everything goes to plan, I have a potential to be in South America later this year. Yeah. So there'll be some really cool collaborations going on. So perhaps next time we talk, I can speak more to those, but so far it's going to be an exciting year in many ways, as we can tell.
Whatever you're doing the right thing because you're glowing right now. Your energy is great. And keep holding that light and keep up the great work and many blessings on your journey. And thanks again for coming on this show. And thank you for having me on your show as well. It's a joy.
Yeah, no, James, thanks. It's always such a pleasure to talk with you. Love the energy you bring. So mutually, this is so great. Lots of fun. Definitely brightens up my night. So.
All right. Well, we're signing off, folks. So have a great evening. Keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. And if you want to sign off with anything, we'll just end it at that.
Yeah, everyone, keep yourself centered and balanced and find out who you are at this moment because it's the most important thing. It can guide you, find your heart, and you'll be guided to the right direction. Don't let the noise infiltrate your mind, truly.
So. Nice. Awesome. All right, everybody, have a great evening. Good night.
Good night. Bye.